got a buddy sits him down in southeastern Oklahoma like he probably had in southern Alabama and other places.
Well, you make a good point, but corrupt police in southern Oklahoma can't take the guilty off to be tried in another state and perpetrate the kind of cover-up that's been perpetrated for 9 years on this case. Only the national government can get away with the kind of cover-up we're dealing with here today, gentlemen.
Well, I agree. I think but you have to have a more focused issue with the FBI. And they've expanded over the years. They, like you said, they started off as Montezuma's agency. Then they started going to combating drugs, white-collar crime, and they've just gone off in so many different areas that they're spread so thin that if you want to start an agency and you want to do the FBI over again, then what you need to do is just have them more focused and give them a set issue that they work on only that and not just go off in every different direction. And that's what the problem is, that you've got agents going everywhere and nobody knows what everybody else is doing.
Well, I would just chime in with my thoughts on this. I agree with most of what you said, Philip, that and I certainly don't want to see another agency created. I mean, that would be another, like, nightmarish thing that could happen to us. But, we don't want to abolish the FBI. If we think we're going to abolish it, well, then those that want to have another agency will just make the argument that, well, we're going to abolish the FBI, but in the meantime, we have to have something to kind of be kind of a transition to go to. We can't just start abolishing the FBI and not have the law enforcement out there, and a lot of people will feel very fearful of that, and they'll play into their hands, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the only answer is to reform and correct the problems in the FBI and take it back to what its original intent was and purpose. And that's not going to be easy, but it may be impossible. I don't know. But that's the only response from, in my opinion, to the problems we have, because we've already got way too much government. Like Rick just said, that they've been spread so thin and been given so many other jobs to carry out and take on that's part of the problem. We certainly don't need more. We need them to focus on what their job originally was and what they should be doing.
And the other problem you have, too, is how are you going to staff these people? If you look at the Homeland Security, if you look at who's running Homeland Security, you'll see that a lot of the people that are running the Homeland Security divisions are former FBI agents. And also, if you look at some of these former FBI agents, these are the same ones they have problems with in the FBI, and they were either forced out by Mueller and then went somewhere else, and most of them went to Homeland Security.
Great,
so you've got the same people.
This is how they staff the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, is they take all the guys that got fired from the local sheriff's department.
Exactly. Yeah. So you've got the same people staffing different organizations, and they just put them in different positions is all.
Okay. Now, Mr. Ojeda, I know that really the extent of your knowledge on this is somewhat limited, and really, no offense, but your use to me is basically in describing what you investigated and how you were stopped from further investigating it and how those documents were not turned over. Mr. Key, on the other hand, you're the chairman of the Oklahoma Bombing Investigation Committee. You've written a massive volume the size of a phone book called The Final Report of the Oklahoma Bombing Investigation Committee. And since we're almost out of time here, I basically want to read through a list of wild assertions, Mr. Key, and you go ahead and stop me when I go off the story here. But I'd like to mention quickly that the crater was much smaller than originally claimed. The seismographs, the news footage, and the laws of physics prove that there were multiple bombs inside the building. They even tested a structure at the Eglin Air Force Base in Florida and proved conclusively that only bombs inside the building could have caused the damage. 40-plus witnesses proved that there were multiple John Does. 23 different angles of video of the event remain hidden from the public. FBI hero Danny Coulson was in town 9 hours early, as proven by his credit card receipt from the Embassy Suites Hotel, even though he lies in his book and says he was in Dallas searching for a house to buy when he got the call, and then raced as fast as he could to Oklahoma. The Inspector General's report says that the 4,000-pound ammonium nitrate fuel oil conclusion by Dave Williams of the FBI is based on receipts from Terry Nichols' house, and of course his guilt is based on those receipts as well. Hoppy Heidelberg from the original federal grand jury was thrown off the grand jury and threatened for trying to bring witnesses that were actually relevant to the case before the original federal grand jury. Geary State Lake in Kansas is approximately 200 miles away from Oklahoma City, and apparently the Scotland Yard and other explosives experts have said that if McVeigh tried to drive the bomb that they say he had in the back of that truck in a big dually for 200 miles, that he would have blown himself up on the way there. Terry Nichols was nearly acquitted for the federal government's refusal to follow the real evidence connecting him to the Oklahoma bombing. The original vote was 10-2 to let him go scot-free, and then they only compromised later and convicted him of involuntary manslaughter. And again, the worst criminal act in at least the second half of the 20th century. I think there were some mass murders of black soldiers and stuff that took place prior to World War II that might have been bigger. But at least in the last 50 years of the 20th century, the single biggest criminal act was never investigated by the Congress of the United States. Where did I screw up, Mr. Keith? Did I miss something?
No, Bob. I think I would agree with everything you said there. I mean, people will always dispute whether or not an ammonium nitrate bomb described by the feds as being the one and the size responsible for the damage to the building could have done it. And I always thought that would be, you know, far from being settled. But over time, I think the evidence is pretty strong that that bomb alone couldn't have done it. But again, I'm just kind of making an argument here that just an observation is all that people are always going to dispute that, and I wish we could find out the truth about that, just exactly what was placed in the building, exactly how many bombs of what kind, and what was really in the back of that Ryder truck. It may not have been an ammonium nitrate bomb at all. So, but everything you said there is right on target.
Mr. Ojeda, are you shocked, or are these things you already know?
No, well, they weren't things new at the time, but yeah, I mean, there's since the investigation started, that's the stuff I found out later just from reading Mr. Key's report and from talking to other people and reading other books on the matter. So I'm not shocked, no.
Well, I know that if I was just driving around and I didn't know, I hadn't heard this information before, and I just heard me say that and a former state representative and a former FBI agent tell me that I was right, I would be freaking out. It's been 9 years that we've been led to believe that Doofus, the Army reject, and his buddy did this by themselves. 9 years.
Well, what I've done it a jillion. I've done hundreds of radio interviews, and one thing I've tried to say on a lot of them, because I know we're getting to the end here, is for people that are listening to programs like this and listening to information maybe for the first time or for one of the few times they've heard anything like this, and they want to just dismiss it, what it really means, and it should mean to those people, I would suggest to a listener, if they don't already, if they're not already pretty well versed on some of this kind of information, is it means many of the things that you have held dear, whether that's been a vacation home or retiring someday in comfort or providing a college education to your kids or any of these dreams that you've had, it very well might mean that those are going to be sacrificed or compromised if you don't start getting involved and becoming really educated in what's going on in your country. Because a country like ours cannot continue to go on and just absorb these kinds of things. It leads someplace. And if we don't correct it, we'll lose the freedom and the standard of living that we have in this country. I personally hold the freedom to be the most important thing, but if standard of living is that real important to you, you just may lose it all that you've been working for. And it's going to require that people get involved in becoming educated and knowledgeable. And that does not mean listen to Dan Rather and Peter Jennings and all the talking heads on the major network channels. You've got to do some effort to dig in and get educated. And we need that more than ever before for people to wake up and start taking action and correct things that are going on in our country today.
Mr. Ojeda, any final words?
No, I think you said it perfectly. The only thing I can add to that is that we just need more people that when they do question what's going on and they do have questions about, you know, certain aspects of investigations or whether it be in their own life or whatever, is that, you know, the key is you have to stand up and just be willing. If you're attacked for your reasons for standing up, then so be it. But, you know, you just have to have some type of integrity and just basically question if you do have questions.
Okay, now the book is The Final Report of the Oklahoma City Bombing Commission. And, Mr. Key, what's your website?
It's OKCBombing.com. OKCBombing.org. OKC like Oklahoma City, OKCBombing.org.
Great. I want to thank both of you for coming on the show today. This has been excellent.
Thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.